everything is unnatural. Mass production and unnatural. Everything. Even like in the genie field also. Everything. Mass production. You get more use of mass production, but there's no quality coming out from the dressers. Hand cast all the same thing. Yes, we are in that era about which Nabi Sassan predicted, say that there won't be left any true genuine ulama. Then the people, the ignorant people, will ask ignorant people for fatwas. Then Nabi Sassan, dalu wa dalu, they will be astray, those who give the fatwas. And they will lead us, they must lead other people also. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, al-awwalu fal-awwalu. The salihun, the pious people, the pious ulama, they will disappear in rapid succession. One after the other, quickly they will depart from the dunya. وَيَبْقَى خُفَارَةٌ And then will remain only what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the rubbishes. Whatever comes of all the rubbish, when they, whatever is left of, like the chaff of remain after of wheat, and they chuck it for the kettle. Or the remnants of the stem, whatever it is on the plants. Allah Ta'ala will not care for them in any way whatsoever. Leave them to their own shaitan yet. So they say that these are the times that we are living such times that the things, the so-called learned people are astray and they mislead other people also, mislead those who ask what was the thing. That's when Jesus, such time of the Bishalim said about him, Istafti qalba. You must also seek a fatwa from your heart. When the moment's heart is pure, then his conscience will agitate, will bother him if something is not right. If they will, from inside, they will go up a red light for me. That this thing is not right. This answer of itself doesn't seem right also. And see, there are many, some aspects of the deen which even ordinary people can understand. You can understand this thing is wrong, that thing. You don't need that thing deep and inside, or a lot of knowledge for it, also, but it's just natural. For that reason, Allah Ta'ala, in the Quran, Shif Allah Ta'ala warns, condemns, Allah Ta'ala condemns Bani Israel, they were the Muslim Ummah at the time, early time, they were Bani Israel. So Allah Ta'ala said, اتخذوا أخبارهم ورحبابهم أربابهم من دون الله. That they, these people, the masses of Bani Israel, what they do, they take their ulama, and the sheikhs of the saints, they take them for gods besides Allah Ta'ala. So the Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala was a great Sahabi, but he was, before he accepted Islam, he was a great alim of the Torah. Then he accepted Islam. So he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is the meaning of this ayat? I mean, the Bani Israel, we never used to worship. Allah Ta'ala said in this ayah, they worship their scholars and the saints, the ulama and the masheikhs, they used to worship them. So what is the meaning of this ayah? Because we, the Jews, never used to worship us, our Bani Israel. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the ulama give a fatwa, something is haram, and they give a fatwa, it's halal, but your people's message accepted. You see, yes, they'll go according to it. They will accept that fatwa. That's the meaning of the worship. They, anything is, Allah Ta'ala has made something haram, and then they make it halal, And then you will follow, then the message will follow it. Why? Because it's a peace, suits enough. There are certain issues, the things which are so intricate, academic, that the layman has to accept what the ulama said. Okay. But the issues are general issues. So clear is made, the thing for them, the thing that this thing is haram. But yet people, because it suits them, they'll go for it. No, they'll accept that fatwa. So when I say the thing that these are such times, we're living in such times, John. Too much corruption, all over. I mean, find the people who are supposed to be the guides, they also, they engage, indulge in such type of sins. I mean, it's become habitual. Like they don't know, people don't God, want two very evils among them. Or in every strata of society, in every rank you'll find, whether it's the public, the masses, or the ulama, or the so-called Sufis, the saints, the sheikhs of the Khanka, all of them are involved in two rampant diseases. One is the disease of the eyes, and one is the disease, the thing of the tongue. All of that, and most of the pollution, the spiritual pollution that ruins a person's akhlaq, ruh, iman, come via these two avenues, the tongue and the eyes. Don't control the eyes at all, not at all. It is such a sin, so rampant it is, so widespread, that it's not even regarded as a sin. The Nabi said, man ra'ayla ma'asini ajnabiyatin subba anuka fi ayni yawm al-qiyamati. That whoever looks at me, a khair mahram woman, on the day of Qiyamah, what rot will be inserted into his eyes? So that's the thing, it's the same thing, no one's, it's such a sin, if you commit it in public, also the people don't know. And that's because there is no perception of Allah Ta'ala. It's what's called istihzar, you can't see Allah Ta'ala. No perception of Allah Ta'ala, his presence, and of the malaika. Their hearts are corroded and dead, that they can't understand the presence of Allah Ta'ala. For that reason, the eyes are misused, it's a disease and kufr of the eyes. That, and the tongue also ghibat so much that you find even the thing in so-called pious holy circles also, circle ulama, they also unnecessarily making ghibat of people, sitting and speaking unnecessarily, thing, ill of people. And you are allowed to mention a person's evil, if that evil is public and it's misleading the people, then there's something else, somebody ma'ruf na'an munkar. But to sit and bring up a discussion in which to speak of a man's private sins. He committed some sin. It's got nothing to do with the public. He's not making it. He's not publicizing it. It's not. I think that is now very serious. Junaid Baghdadi, once in his Khanka came a man, he looked healthy, strong, stranger. And he was asking for some, like begging, some aid, some assistance. So Junaid Baghdadi was to say to Taifa, he's a leader of the awliya, imam of awliya, he was great. A thought came in mind, this man is so he's young, he's healthy, and he's begging. The thought just came in his mind. And that night when he slept, then he dreamt, he's on the plains of Qiyamah. There, and there the Farisa brought him a big tray, completely covered, put it in front of him, and they opened the tray, and opened it, and was there, the dead body of that beggar like was there. So they ordered, you must eat. You must eat of it. He said, I don't eat carrion. If you don't eat carrion, you did eat carrion. Yeah, you made ghibat about him. About this person, don't you know that he might carry it? He said, it carry it. And then his eye, the things opened up. his eyes open and he was shocked. That thing, and it was late night, he opened the door, his hanka, and he went outside. He could not, he was in shock and he was restless. So he understood. The thought in my heart also, that was Ribet. Because Ribet is actually, the tongue is only the translator of what is actually inside the heart. The tongue is a translator of the reality that's in the heart. So he went and he went and he walked along all, then he came to the riverbank and he walked in. There he saw that man beggar walking. And when the beggar heard behind, the beggar turned around. The young man turned around, the thing. And he looked at him. And Zuleyh Baghdadi Rahmatullah from behind, he said, I have made Tawbah, he understood now. This person is some great wali of Allah Ta'ala. He sent him to test me. So he told him, yes, be careful. In the future, be careful. And he disappeared. So he said, right now, see that one man was a total stranger. He was a stranger. Now a stranger visited to the place, obviously he can get stranded. And then he's in his aid. So you can't now just now see, because he's healthy and strong, you now think ill of him. Yeah, somebody you know for a fact that this person is a professional beggar or he's a drug addict, now he's coming. Now you don't give money, you give him food. Still, if you also, you mustn't buffet him away from the door. On the Bissau Summit. Hadithul La, Lil Mumin, Wukufu Sain ala Babi. The hadith of Allah Ta'ala for a mu'min, a gift of Allah Ta'ala for a mu'min, is the standing of a beggar by your door. It's a hadith from Allah Ta'ala. Doesn't matter who the person is, what type of person is. One thing, there's one common thing that you must understand for, which applies to all. There's only one razik, only one sustainer, one provider of food, and that's Allah. He provides food for the Muslims, for the kafirs, for the evil and for the pious. For the animals, insects, fish, anyone, dog, ethical, no one else gives them food. Allah Ta'ala provides their food. But Allah Ta'ala makes different people media. Okay, this dog is going to get his food by this person, and this one gets his food, that one. And this dog is going to get his food here, and that dog will get his food there. This is the way Allah Ta'ala has got his own scheme and his own plans. So when Allah Ta'ala sends the drug addict to your door, don't give him money, give him food. You don't buffet anyone away. Amasaila flatanhar. The beggar, Amasaila, the beggar, don't buffet him, Allah Ta'ala says. Very, very careful. You must do to say, like I was saying, the ribbit now, the beggar. What's his name? The very great sheikh. Even in his khanka, always he's telling, every now and then, frequently tells his always murid. He say, I'm waiting for, it's 40 years now, I'm waiting for the anka. And it hasn't returned, and I can't lay my hands on anka. Anka is a bird. There's an exotic bird, an imaginary bird. It doesn't really exist. But in Arabic, it's like a proverb. Something extremely valuable and you want it, but you can't get it. It's called, this is the anka. The anka, I missed the anka. Can't get it. Okay. For 40 years, I'm waiting for other thing to catch the anka, and I can't. Someone in the Buddha asked him, what every time you speak with anka? He said, 40 years ago, in this Hazem Khanka, one stranger entered here. Stranger entered, and he just sat down in the Khanka, and he had his chadar, his cloak, and he covered his cloak up, and he was like in contemplation, just sitting that thing. And when namaz time came, I got to make namaz, that thing. And he didn't listen to bayans or anything that we were giving. He was just sitting one side and he's meditating, doing all that thing. So he said to him, then the Sultan's messenger came. The Sultan is a good